Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Tuesday at 3 o'clock, which means Elliot Shore Parks is here. This segment sponsored by NJM Insurance. Elliot, how are you, sir?
What up?
There you go.
What up? How you guys doing?
Oh, we're great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Yeah. You know, excited. We got an Eagles game again this weekend. It's nice to have the weekend off, but I always miss when they play.
Yeah, I don't like the rhythm of the week being thrown off.
100%.
From a WIP standpoint, I kind of like having the game, but having the weekend to just sort of go stress-free.
Yeah, and I guess with the way they're playing, it's not not a joyous product to enjoy right now. But going to Minnesota, only the second time since the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 2019.
A nice dome stadium. They do fake snow before. It's
very
do
that?
Cool. Yeah. You can do a lot when you have a roof.
How'd you do fake snow in October?
Because they're the Vikings.
It's the Avengers.
There it is.
There it is. An hour later.
There it is. Right on time.
That's a reference to something that happened at 2:18.
45 minutes ago.
Yeah. That's so good. So, Elliot, we started the show just sort of, I was recounting something that Jordan said to us yesterday when we were asking him about 25 versus 23.
Yes.
And he said that he doesn't see it as the same because there were, he didn't say it in this way, but he essentially said there were issues with the coaching in 2023 in terms of being detail-oriented. It isn't this year, and it's on the players. Do you feel the same way, that this is on player execution versus coaching?
Yeah, so I definitely think it's on the players. Like, I rewatched the Giants game twice this past weekend.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was, you know, not the best use of my time. But it just stands out every time you watch it, more and more plays where, I mean, Jordan talked about it last night. Like, I don't think he had a great game. There were some plays where AJ and his blocking where it was not great. Brett Toth really struggled. I think Tyler Steen's getting let off a little bit easy in the big picture because so many other key players are struggling, but I don't think he's had a great year. So when you watch the game, the players, I think, are messing these plays up, and as a result, they're getting put in very tough situations. All that being said, I think I've been banging the don't blame Kevin Petullo drum for like 3 weeks now, right? Like, ultimately, they have been handed a roster. Maybe he's not playing well, and it is the players. I mean, it should never look this bad. So while I definitely think it's the players, I do not want to get into the, like, Kevin Petullo's actually doing a great job, but it's not good enough. It is on Nick. And as someone that didn't like the Kevin Petullo hire, if you would have told me 6 weeks into the season these were the results, I probably would have gone, well, yeah, duh. Like, I don't like the Kevin Petullo hire. So having lived through it, it is the players. They're not executing well enough. Jalen's not executing well enough. The offensive line is not, which is not something we're used to around here. But Petullo is the offensive coordinator. Nick Sirianni is the head coach. Like, they got to figure out a way to make it happen because the players, while they're not playing well enough, they're not devoid of talent on that side of the ball. So I think I am team, it is the players, but I'm also honestly getting a little tired of defending the coaching.
Yeah, you bring up a great point, and here's where I would lay blame at the coach's feet. Nick Sirianni is responsible for all the team.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
The culture and everything else. So when a team plays undisciplined, when a team plays sloppy football, that's on him. That's on him. So we look at the coaches and we focus more on schemes and we should be getting players open and get them the ball and things of that nature. Well, if we keep talking about they're one block away and this and that and the other, well, that maybe that's practice. Maybe that's practice. Maybe that's paying attention to the details. So, you know, I'm going next question. Are we back in pads this week?
It's a great question.
Put the pads back on. First of all, there's no way you can be a great blocking and tackling team without practicing that way. Mm-hmm. They learned that last year. They got better as a tackling team. They became the best running team in football when they changed their practice habits. They started practicing a little longer. They put the pads on a little more. They got after it a little bit. You put your head down, and you keep chopping wood. That's Nick Sirianni. That's the head coach's job. Mm-hmm. That's the head coach's job is when things aren't going well, then you got to start tightening the screws around there. And when I hear they don't want victory Mondays and things of that nature, yeah, that's part of it. Like that's part of it, meaning that we got to get back to the grind. And that's what I think is missing. They're not hungry and focused like they were last year. They were 2-2 and embarrassed to be 2-2, and we were grinding them up at that point, right? Nick's yelling back at fans and this and that and the other. But they didn't start playing better until he stopped doing stuff like that, which is paying attention to outside noise, yelling back and forth with fans. And when he started saying, we're just a boring team, we just go out here, we're going to work, put our head down, and the results are the results. They need to get back to doing that.
I also think what stood out in that Giants game is the Giants just looked faster. They looked more motivated. They looked like the more physical team. I asked Nick at the presser yesterday if the toughness was up to his standard. I'm not surprised he didn't answer it honestly, but in my opinion, his answer was essentially, yeah, it was not up to the standard. Yeah. He talked about needing to get back to dominating on the lines. Mm-hmm. And it's ironic for me to have this take because we've argued so much in training camp where I'm like, go.
Come on.
But I do think they could go, like, I think this team could benefit from a tough practice tomorrow. And just a reminder of who they
tomorrow
need to be.
Tomorrow? How about for until the bye week?
Just a straight throw?
Man, listen, right. They only get so many of these practices, so I know there's a limit to them.
And you don't really use them late in the season, to be honest.
You're right. And my point really is they need to put a string of good games together. Like, they need to lock in and have it be this way to where you're just back working, man. You're back, and it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. The problem is everybody has had a taste of success. And see, even though I've never been a champion.
Champion to us.
I would imagine the things that separate those guys that do it once and the great ones that do it repeatedly, they aren't satisfied by the one time they did it. And see, it's easy to say that stuff in February and March that you ain't satisfied. What will satisfy? You know what I didn't hear? When another championship would satisfy me. That's not what I heard.
Yeah, they were avoiding the championship.
Yeah. So get back to, we want to win another championship. Not just get through the season. Don't get criticized by the media. Like, it's, do you want to go out there and win another championship? That's what Kansas City did. Kansas City went to 3 straight Super Bowls.
Well, maybe they've talked so much about avoiding thinking about last year. Maybe it's worth thinking about last year.
Agreed. But I would also say, like, we've seen this exact roster go through something in 2022 to 2023. And again, they didn't win it, but it's the closest you'll ever get to winning it not. Mm-hmm. And they did not handle it well in 23. 17-18, very different players, but Howie's here, Lurie's here, the organizational structure.
Didn't handle it well.
So I've been thinking over the past few days, do they look like a team that learned anything from those experiences? It looks exactly like it did in 18 and 23. And maybe it's just, this is what it is. Maybe we were naive during the offseason I think there was a little bit, and I understand it, of the Eagles just dominated in the Super Bowl. They won 16 straight games. They won 80% of their, like, maybe they're above the NFL. Like, maybe the way that they are operating right now, the idea that there'll be a Super Bowl hangover is crazy. But I feel like the last 2 games for me, personally at least, has been like a smack in the face of like reality. Well, like a reminder that, you know what, they were great last year, and Jalen, like, nobody's operating at a level to the degree which we defended them this offseason. Right. They have not shown up and backed up all of that defending they got.
Well, yep. I would, you might poo-poo this, I would argue the front office acted in the offseason like there was not a sense of urgency.
I agree.
They let a lot of good players walk out the door, and I understood the reason, the money reason that they did, but they didn't replace them with other good players. They just didn't. There was a part of it that seemed to me, and no one, I can understand not agreeing with it, but they almost acted as if there was one of two options. One, we're smarter than you, and we're going to be able to find bargain bin guys, and our draft picks are going to step up, and everybody's going to be good. That's one way to look at it. And the other way to look at it is, we don't need to win another championship, or we can take a step back this year. We just won one, you know? And I think it's not everything. You know, just like the issues with the team right now are not one thing, but I think it sort of sends the message that there is a lack of urgency there.
So I do think that they attacked this offseason with the idea of the big picture and not like a desperation to get right back. Like in 17-18, I think they would tell you they probably were desperate to repeat and made poor decisions and it hurt them for a few years. I think this offseason what's hurting them is they are very well set up for the future. Like as much as they look old and slow right now playing, they're actually still very young and in theory, like talented, right? But they also have a ton of draft picks. They are very well set up for the cap space for the future. They have a lot of, they don't really have any bad contracts on their books that I can think of right now. So in 17-18, they got old.
I can think of one.
Okay. Well, we'll get to him in a second. yeah. Saquon, no. So I think they are set up. They're much better set up for the future, but you're seeing the risk of gambling on young players. Like Mukuba is not playing well. Kelee Ringo obviously isn't playing well. Tyler Steen is not playing well. So Jalix Hunt has been okay, but he has not been what they need him to be. So their decision to say, you know what, this year we're going to go with young players, I get the logic of it. It just has not really worked out so far.
Well, this is where the offense is supposed to pick up the slack.
That was my next point.
This is where they're supposed to pick up the slack. The one year that we lost to Kansas City, I believe, in 22 in the Super Bowl, that was a relatively young defense. It wasn't great. They had to be led by the offense. Now, they were much better the following year as a defense, but they had to go through their growing pains as a young defense, and that's sort of what we're going through right now. I think we all would agree we like the young talent that's on that side. They just aren't a quote-unquote championship-caliber defense just yet, but the offense that pretty much returned everyone, and even Tyler Steen was here last year, so in my opinion, they returned everyone on the offensive side of the ball, should be playing better and shouldering a lot more of this than they have through the first six games. If it wasn't for the defense and the special teams, maybe we may be sitting at 3-3 or 2-4 right now instead of 4-2. I need this offense to get going. I need a quarterback, start playing better, and more importantly, I need the offensive line to start run blocking.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
A lot better so that we're not relying so much on the passing game. And we all can agree that Jalen isn't a flawless quarterback. And if you ask him to throw the ball 35 to 40 times, it ain't going to look very pretty most of the time. But if you ask him to throw the ball 25 times, right? Mm-hmm. He should be able to be effective enough with 25 to 30 throws and 30 rushing attempts.
And let him throw the ball on a down that isn't a for sure passing
down. Yeah, obvious passing situation.
37s, third and eights, so that sort of stuff.
All that is true, and I agree, it's on everyone, and the offensive line has to be better.
Yeah.
But when you're the franchise quarterback, the expectations can just be unfair. And right now, Jalen should be expected to put the cape on and save this team. Like, all offseason, I called this guy a top five quarterback, a top two quarterback, number one athlete in the city. Like, he was great last year, right? Like, go prove it. Like, it's just silly for me to sit here and be like, well, actually, Tyler Steen's not been great. Like, Jalen's supposed to be one of the best players in the NFL. He was ranked the night. So, to me, there's a diff. Like, there can be different ways.
Well, we know that 19th ranking was forced.
Yeah, I mean,
all right. Well, regardless, like he was viewed as one of the better players in the league. Like there could be worlds where they're losing and Jalen's still good. That's not this world. Like they probably win the Giants game on Thursday night if Jalen doesn't make two completely unforced errors: the missed pass to Devontae and the interception. Now the good news is,
how do you stop 34 points you give up?
Well, because if you hit the Devontae thing, like I just think they changed the flow of the game.
It had been down by three.
But it changes the flow of the game. The pressure goes on the Giants. You have a big play. The momentum picks up. Like maybe they still lose. The defense was bad. You're right. But at least if they would have lost 34-31 or whatever, it wouldn't be viewed as the disaster class it is now. You would go, the defense was not good, but you know what? The passing game turned it around. Jalen was better. And so is it unfair to expect Jalen to carry this team up and down the field? It is. I agree.
It is.
But you know what? Like that just is the reality. Fair or not, when you were the quarterback.
No, this is the reality. No, that's the fantasy world. No, the fantasy world is Jalen puts a cape on and carries the team to victory.
But that can't be a fantasy world, point.
But it is a fantasy world because it's not reality. Jalen has never been that player. He's never been that player. The one thing I always say, he's an elite winner. That's a difference. Then you can put anything around him and he'll go and win with it. That's never been him as a player. Wasn't him at Alabama. Wasn't him at Oklahoma. He was 9-8 by running the football. In the first year, he was a full starter. And then he had to go out and add talent. And we saw what he looked like in 2022. But he still needed the other talent around him. And by the way, in 2022, they had arguably the best defense in football. Mm-hmm. They took the ball away from everybody. So he needs complimentary football. He needs complimentary football. I've always said Jalen's strength to me is that he doesn't cost you games from mistakes. Now, I should say he rarely costs you games from mistakes.
Almost never.
Yeah. That's what I think he does best. And he plays complimentary football. He's never been a guy that puts the team on his back and carries them. And anybody that expects that is living in a fantasy world. That's why he says he doesn't care what it looks like. He doesn't care what the stats look like. He just wants to get the W. That's not spoken from a guy who feels like I can conquer the world. Anything I do is going to work. That's not an Aaron Rodgers personality. That's not a Patrick Mahomes personality. That's a guy who knows his limitations, knows he needs those other guys around him, and his job in his mind is to not cost the team a game.
So I agree with almost everything you just said, but I know for me, and I'll just speak for me.
Yeah.
I was starting to view him as the guy that you're like the put the cape on.
That's a flaw.
I'm just letting you know how I felt.
Got a better eye.
We can't erase your sins. You've been wrong about a lot of things. You've been wrong about a lot.
No, I'm almost never wrong, except
whoa.
A few times.
Whoa. How many? Hold on.
Noah Von Leigh. Like, that's it.
Wow.
But the point I'm making is he was a put the cape guy on at times last year, and he's done that in his career before. He has. You can say
he's not. When did he put the cape on last year?
The Super Bowl, he was amazing. The championship game, he wasn't.
His defense was unbelievable in the Super Bowl.
He didn't put a cape on.
What do you mean the cape is?
The Super Bowl was exactly what's happening this year. They couldn't run the ball, but the passing offense was great.
Their defense was amazing.
Yes,
and had pick six and two interceptions in huge spots.
I'm not saying the defense wasn't great, but what I'm saying is on offense this year, the running game has not been there, and they need the passing game to pick him up, and Jalen's not doing it. Last year in the Super Bowl.
We agree with that.
Yes, exactly. So when I saw him do it on the biggest of stages, and for what it's worth, the numbers with him throwing it a lot of times are actually decent. Like, when he throws it 30-plus times, he has a better record than most of these other elite quarterbacks. So I don't think Jalen, honestly, I don't think he's regressed this year. I just don't think he's improved, and I was expecting the momentum of last year to have him improve, and that's what's been disappointing for me.
I'm with you there. Right. Listen, I said all offseason that he needed to be better as a passer. This passing game needed to be better. You're the one trying to tell me to run it back and do the same thing he did last year.
Because I thought he could do it.
No, no. No, you said do the same offense you did last year by running the ball.
Oh, yeah, by running it, yeah. Well, obviously that's not
going to
work.
Well,
sounds like you were wrong.
No, what I'm saying is that debatable. I had the expectation of him playing better this year.
Correct.
I'm not running away from that. I'm disappointed in that as well. But I'm also saying, even with that, that isn't a put the cape on and carry the team. Like, he's just never been that guy. So, and I'm not even being critical of him for it. He's never shown you that. That's like wanting Alec Bohm to hit 25 home runs.
So
it's not what he does.
I know you don't literally
comparable
mean
players.
The Eagles, Alec Bohm. Yep, yeah. That's the way I see it as well.
Thank you, Ike.
Yep,
put that on a poster.
But like, perfect.
Week one against Dallas.
That backfired.
Yeah.
Week one again. That's a soundbite.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, so week one against Dallas didn't pass the ball well, but you know what he did do?
No, he passed the ball pretty well.
It was okay.
It was okay to start. I mean, they ran it. He ran the ball a lot versus Dallas at that point. Like, he made plays in that game that caused them to win the game. In my opinion, they won that game because of Jalen.
But you know what else happened in that game, too? They didn't score in the second half again.
Agreed.
And they, if he's going to run that much, all defenses need to do is know that he's going to run and prevent him from doing it.
I don't think the way he won that game was a sustainable way. Obviously, we've seen that. The point I'm making is that was a game where I just watching it.
He also hasn't run around like that since.
I'm wondering if he's hurt. Like, he's really.
No, defenses aren't playing man defense
on
him all day.
On the sideline, he is stretching his calf all the time. He's using a massage gun. Like, but regardless, where I was going with it was week one, he made special plays to win them the game. We can debate, right?
Sure.
That he's not done that since, in my opinion.
You can rank. Here's the truth is I remember saying this about another good comp, Tobias Harris. It doesn't matter what you pay him. It doesn't mean
it doesn't change.
It doesn't you could rank him number 2 from now until
right.
whenever.
Yeah, doesn't
it
mean
doesn't
anything.
You could give him
but
you know what you could do?
Number 2 ranking
you
was
could
not
pay
out
him,
of nowhere.
You could pay him
well, it was too high.
It was
I don't think it was.
It was crazy.
I don't think it was.
And you could pay him $100 million.
Yes.
And he still is who he is.
Right.
But you can say that, but in the reality is Tobias still the money he made did matter. It changed what his expectations were.
Yes, but it didn't change who he was.
I agree. It didn't change who he was. Jalen's a better player than Tobias.
Of course he is.
All right. I mean, he is.
Yes,
okay.
he is.
But like the Jalen being number 2 quarterback in the league, Jalen being ranked ahead guys like Baker and Herbert, like that was all fair. That was all correct.
But that was coming off a Super Bowl win.
Yes, I'm saying
we got new information.
This year,
what would you have him ranked at this year?
I mean, off the top of my head, maybe 10. Like I would have to go through it, but it was.
He's closer to 15.
Yeah,
than
like
he is
it's not.
And we're being generous at 15.
It's not a kind ranking this year.
Yeah, we're being generous at 15.
I honestly can't believe I had him so high at 7.
Yeah. You were kind to them all offseason.
Yeah.
But that's, again, that's coming off of winning a Super Bowl. That's not what we.
Right. That's why I'm saying I was correct
like
when
right
I
now
did it. He has just not played up to those levels.
Right.
I think but maybe this is where we disagree.
Hold on,
I do think he has it in him to do it. I do think he has it in him to do it. Maybe not every week, but very few quarterbacks do it every week. I have seen Jalen win them games. So I know he has it in him to do it. He's not doing it this year.
Yeah. I'm not disagreeing with you that he can't, in moments, be the guy on the offense and do what it takes to win. That's not what I'm saying. When I'm thinking of putting the cape on and going out there and trying to win games, that's saying to me, nothing else around you is available to you. You got to figure out a way to do it, whether it's by hook or crook, running or throwing, you're getting the job done. That's not the case. Both of his wide receivers are healthy. The running back is completely healthy. So that's not the case. His biggest issue with the offense is that he doesn't have complementary football there with him. Now, whose fault that is, I don't know. But if you gave him a complementary running game, he looks a lot different. He looked a lot different in 22 with a complementary running game and defense. Looked a lot different last year, complementary running game and defense.
I agree.
We're not in the offseason arguing rankings anymore.
I don't need 400 yards. Just throw the ball on time. That's putting the cape on to me.
But all right.
That's not
all right.
Well, it is to me.
All right. This segment, by the way, Brought to you by NJM Insurance. While some insurance companies use gimmicks to get your attention, NJM would rather focus on putting their policyholders first. Mm. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Visit NJM.com to learn more. Coming up next, we have a huge Elliott Shore Parks-related announcement.
Wow.
Something else?
Yes. And
the cape.
And Elliott says he's hardly ever wrong. I have actual proof that Elliott was wrong about something.
I'd be curious to hear it.
Well, you're going to hear it.
I'm sure I will.
215-592.
See if I was wrong.
Well, you were.
All right.
I have documentation.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.